Track 107. 1.
Good morning. I'm one of the tenants in your flat. It's number 55 Park Road.
Oh, yes, you're one of the students. Everything all right?
Not exactly, no. I'm afraid there are a couple of problems with the flat.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What kind of problems?
Well, we haven't had any hot water for a couple of days now. We thought it was just a temporary problem with the system, but something's obviously more seriously wrong, and I wonder if you could please send someone round to have a look at it.
Of course. I'll get my plumber to come around at the weekend.
Well, it might be an idea for him to come round a bit sooner than that, because, as I say, we haven't had any hot water for 3 days now, and I don't think we can manage until the weekend.
I see. Okay, yes, I'll get on to that immediately then.
There's also the matter of the fridge.
The fridge?
Yes, I think there may have been a misunderstanding, but we all assumed there would be a fridge in the flat when we moved in because it was advertised as inclusive of appliances.
Yes, sorry about that. The students who moved out took it with them, and I didn't get round to ordering a new one before the start of the term. I'm really sorry. I can only apologise. I'll order one today.
We bought one, actually, on eBay. But if you could refund us...
Of course. That's absolutely fine. Just tell me how much you paid for it, and I'll pay you back.
2.
Excuse me if I'm out of line, Eleanor, but I think there's been a bit of a misunderstanding about my bike.
Your bike? What do you mean?
Well, I said you could borrow it any time, but I assumed you'd ask me first. I needed it to get to work yesterday, but when I got up, I found you'd taken it to work already.
Oh, Jane, I'm so sorry. I just assumed you had the day off yesterday.
Well, in future, would you mind just checking with me before you take it? I'm sorry if I didn't make it clear to you.
No, of course. It's completely understandable. I'm so sorry. It won't happen again, I promise.